Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Whichever way you listen to us, you can be listening to us in Mike Spirit FM, Blog Talk Radio, or even over on Spreaker. You're more than welcome for joining us. If you want to call into the show today, you can call in by calling 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype button. You can press that at any stage you like to come on over and call into the studio here today. Today's an exciting show because I've got a guest that actually that, you know, we used to be a guest on each other's show a lot. And to be honest here, I'm really, really looking forward to introducing my guest here today to you as my listeners. It's a good friend, a colleague. It's Holly Hall. Hi, Holly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Holly, and thank you very much for coming on here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's been a little while, isn't it?
I know. I don't even want to know. How long has it been? It feels like a year, 2 years. I can't really remember.
I think the first one was more correct, maybe a year. Coming up a year now because we've been maybe airing on here on this network for maybe just about coming up a year, maybe 9-10 months, something like that now. So, yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
I know it has been, but I love doing a show with you.
You're awesome. No, Holly, I can only say the same about you. Awesome, because I know the readings that you give is astrology readings, isn't it? Do you want to go through a little bit that with me of how it all works?
Well, I would, you know what, thank you for asking, because a lot of people have a bit of a misconception about astrology, and it's probably the media has done that, because we all know horoscopes, and horoscopes obviously is the 12 signs, and you look under the sign that you were born in, and people think, well, that's kind of hokey pokey, because there's like probably 500,000, you know, Geminis out there, so how can we all be going through the same thing in one day, right? Yeah. But when you do an actual full astrological reading, you're looking at a map of the sky or the map of the universe, the moment, the place, and the time and date that you were born. Now, yes, of course, there's a few people that were probably born exactly at that moment, that same hospital, that same day and time. Mm. But what it does is it gives you a character analysis of who you already are. This is how I tell people. And it doesn't control who you are. Like people will say, well, I don't believe in astrology because nothing can tell me what I am or who I am or, you know, what's going to happen to me. I have control over my life. And I say they're absolutely correct. Because what it does is it gives you an idea of, this is how I look at it. If you put on a red shirt and you look into a mirror, the mirror does not tell you, Mike, you're wearing a red shirt. It reflects what you already are wearing, what you already have put on for that day. So that's all that astrology is, and it's a reflection of who you already are. And when you look at your own personality, something can happen to you during, you know, you might have to make a choice or a decision that day. And it might be even as simple as, do I have time to go out to lunch with John Doe, right? Yeah. All these different voices in your head are going to start having a dialogue to determine whether you have time. And one of those voices may be, how do I feel about going out to lunch with John Doe today? How you feel about that would be different than how you might feel about it next week, how you might felt about it the day before. Yeah. Astrology is basically the same thing. It gives you have all these different characteristics that can help you make decisions, help you make choices. And if you had sort of an extra map or a little book about Mike to give you a little helping hand in making those decisions to make it easier for you, wouldn't you want to use it?
Of course, most definitely.
Exactly. So that's
it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Ollie? You know?
It does. It does. And that's all it is. It doesn't say you're going to... Now, if you want to go into psychology, because I have a philosophy and a psychology background at the University of York in Toronto, here in Canada, we have... If you're good at reading faces, or you're good at reading body language, or you're just good at character analysis, you can basically do an assessment on somebody, and you can pretty well predict how they're going to react to something, because we're all just creatures of habit, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, when I do somebody's astrology chart, I can do that. I can go, you know what, this kind of energy is coming towards you, and this is what's going to happen. And that's what I call fortune telling. And I don't really like to do that, because I've taken the control out of that person's hand. What I will do is I'll say, this is an energy that's coming towards you. This is how you will... your knee-jerk reaction will be, and how you will probably deal with it. But let's take a different look at how you could handle it better and have the best outcome, you know, known to mankind, like the best outcome for you. It might take a little bit of work, might take a little bit of forethought, but we can change the outcome, or we can take something positive and make it even better. That's what astrology does for people.
I'm a great believer of that myself, Ollie, because, you know, I always say that, you know, our future is kind of mapped out in front of us, but we can change that.
Yeah.
Because of the decision we make, like what decision I'm going to make next, will alter my future. So I'm a great believer of that as well. You know, that we can change things, we can alter things, and like I said, you know, it's the decisions we make now will affect how our future, and
absolutely.
So on. You know?
Absolutely. Have you ever used a GPS, Mike?
Yes, many times.
Some of our listeners have you ever punched in like a destination and it will ask you how fast do you want to get there?
Yeah.
You want to get there at a certain time. Sometimes you might say no because you want to take the leisurely way there, and sometimes you're like, yeah, I got an appointment, I got to be there like now, you know?
Cool.
So that's kind of what, you know, astrology can do too. How fast do you want to get there, and you know, what kind of things along the way do you want to miss? Because you want to get to your destination at a certain speed. So it can do that for you too. Like I find astrology completely fascinating. I'll tell you, I was a skeptic and I think you have a similar story in your own experience, Mike, but I was a skeptic when I first heard about it. I have, you know, my mother's a psychic medium. I've got it. I kind of grew up with that thought, but I also grew up in a doctrine religion of Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic school. So I kind of had both in my life. And when somebody came to me with astrology and it was more black and white, I was like, I don't know, this doesn't make sense that I could read the stars and it's going to tell me anything. But I'm the type of person that I won't make a judgment until I make a complete observation of something, which means I have to test it out myself, check it myself, like a scientist, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So during that experiment, I used myself, of course, as a guinea pig, and I found out so much about myself that made sense to me, and it helped me accept me for who I was. You know, it's like, oh, that's why I do that.
Yeah.
You know, so it works, and I mean, I believe in past lives. I know you do. And I know I've done this in a past life because astrology is not easy to learn. It's like trying to learn Chinese. It really isn't that easy to learn the language. And I just picked it up like bing, bang, boom. I was just absorbing like one book after the other. I could not stop reading about it.
And that's probably because you had that keen interest in the sea, Holly, isn't it? You know, and once you have that interest in it, you'll keep going. It's the same as me within my mediumship.
Yeah.
You know, it started off, and as you say, you know, I started off as a skeptic. I really did, because, you know, I was searching for what I thought was not the truth of it, and I was searching out to try and find out where that truth had gone, you know, or where is it? What is it? How can I find out about it? And I searched and searched and I found, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do with it? And then I started to use it, started to work with it, started to develop with it. And you know, Holly, the same as you, within, as you say, you know, you started reading the books. I started doing this, and, you know, I could not turn back. I couldn't. You know, Holly, I've tried so many times to give it all up. And I'll give you an example now, okay? Because, as you know, I've been through divorce. You know, I'm an ordinary guy, the same as any other guy. You know, I'm a dad. I've divorced her. I got my lovely Marley, my dog Marley, who's, bless his heart, he's sleeping by the side of me, being good, may I add? You know, so I'm an ordinary guy, you know, the same as anybody else. But, you know, I went through my divorce and I thought to myself, you know, I need time for me. I need time for myself. I need time to realize who I am and get back to where I need to be. And I thought, I'm going to leave my mediumship to one side for now because I need to concentrate on myself. And, you know, I found myself going through my diary and cancelling all the churches and the venues I was doing, and I did. I cancelled them.
Wow.
So I sat back and I thought, right, now I can concentrate on myself. I'll still go to the churches, but just I'll sit there. So I sat there and I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I know, I'll go to church. So I went to church. I came home and I thought, I'm bored. And this is me all over, see, Ollie. I'm bored. And I can't be, and I hate being bored. So.
That's that Gemini in you.
that's me. So I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And this is how I get. You know, I get so anxious. I get frustrated with myself. And next thing you know, the phone rang and it says, Michael, we are stuck tomorrow. Is there any chance that you can help us? Oh, yes, of course I will. And without realizing, I have just, you know, the day before I cancelled everything, and without realizing, the next day I'm taking on more work. I thought to myself, oh, well, it's just meant to be. It's meant to be. And I just carried on with it. And then another phone call came in. And before I knew it, I was busier than what I was initially. Before I cancelled them all, I was thinking, well, you know, maybe I'm just not meant to have some time off. You know, and but it's amazing, isn't it, that we can think that, you know, I'm going to walk away, I'm going to do this. But once it's in us, it's in us. And, you know, we have to pick it up and run with it. And that's my philosophy of everything. Once we have it, pick it up and run with it. And I suppose it's the same with you, with your work, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, like sometimes, your whether you want to look at it, your spirit, your soul, the universe, the collective, or just once you find where you're, you know, where you're a puzzle and you're a piece of a puzzle in a big giant puzzle, right? And once you find where you fit, you're going to gravitate back to that place over and over and over again, no matter how you try to run. You know that saying, everywhere you go, there you are.
Yeah, that's me.
And you do. And it's funny because it's a wonderful feeling to know where you fit, but it's a big responsibility.
It is, most definitely. And you know, I take what I do very serious because, you know, I want to do the best I can, not to be the best because I don't think I am the best, you know, far from the word. But if I can be the best I can for myself, then, you know, that's all that matters, isn't it? You know, if we do it the best that we can, nobody can ask any more of us, can they?
No, and that's exactly it, because the best, well, you know, I study Buddhism as well, too. I don't claim to be a Buddha, and anyone who fully studies Buddhism, everyone is a Buddha, but I do study it, and that's one of the biggest saying there is the best that you can be now will be better than the best that you were yesterday, and okay, tomorrow's best will be better than it was today.
Definitely.
Right?
No, and I'm a great believer of that because, again, you know, I don't like to stand still, and particularly within my mediumship, I'm always striving for a bit more, a bit harder, work a bit harder, stretch myself a bit more, because I think to myself, you know, I don't want to be stood in any comfort zone. I don't want to be stuck. You know, again, I want to pick it up and run with it. And you know, I think that the spirit world is forever evolving. They're getting quicker. You know, the communication comes quicker. And I think the more that I keep in tune with that, then the faster or the better communication, whichever way that you want to look at it, you know. If I keep going forward with it, then it'll keep going forward with me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's kind of a dance, right? And
cool.
you both have to take your roles.
Of course. Even though, mind Holly, I can't dance. I got two left feet, so I tell myself. But yes, you know, very similar. You know that let's keep working with it. And I believe it's very same with astrology. You know that you have to keep on top of things, keep developing it, which is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this I can guarantee, the more that you know about yourself, the better and easier life will get.
Oh, most definitely. And I found this out over the last few years, you know, that I'm beginning to understand more of myself. As I said, you know, I went through a divorce not that I'm dwelling up on the past from the wood, but I'm learning more about myself, who I am, and how I can better myself, not for my benefit, for the benefit of everybody else. You know, that's having a reading, or that's having a watching me live in a demonstration, listening to us on live on air, watching me on TV. Whichever way whichever way that we're working, I think the better that we can be for it to keep moving forward, isn't it?
Yeah, and it takes a lot of courage to take a good look at yourself and admit to all the different levels of who you are. And that's what I like about astrology, because there may be parts of yourself that you say, geez, I wish I wasn't like this, or I don't like this part of me, or I don't like the way I act in certain situations. But astrology, it'll take a look at those different sides of you, because there's a yin and a yang to everything. There's a good and a bad, a high and a low, a rainy day and a sunny day to every part of your personality. And those parts of your personality that you may not like actually work for you in other situations very well.
Yeah.
So when you recognize that, then you can navigate, okay, I'll keep this personality, but I have to monitor how I use it.
Yeah.
And then witness how I use it in a bad way, and then how I can use it in a good way.
You know, I'm always the one, Holly, and I don't know if you do the same, but I'm always the one, you know, after every demonstration, after every radio show, every time I do a reading, every single time, came to the evening time when, you know, I'm back at home and you know, I'm laying in bed, I rip myself apart every single night. Every single night, I rip myself apart for the demonstration or the evening or the radio show I've just done, and I keep thinking, you know, I could have done that better. I could have improved by there. And, you know, I take it on board every single time and I think to myself, I'm not going to do it no more. And I kind of try and change the way that...
How do you do that? How do you do that? Give me some words of wisdom.
Well, it's simple, you know. I kind of like... how can I think about it? I think back on the show. And then realize that I may have made a mistake, maybe I've said something wrong, or maybe I missed something in my communication, and really beat myself up for it. You know, not physically hit myself, because I don't like hitting myself.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You know, I really beat myself up about it. And then I think to myself, next time, I have to learn to do it this way. I have to sit back and give them more time to talk to me. Give this spirit a bit more time to say what they're saying, instead of me going out to 100 miles an hour. So learning to bring control into things, and that's what I do almost every single night.
And, you know, that is one of the biggest greatest courageous things that we have to do when we say that we're going to be more self-aware. Is I think the first several years, or maybe even longer or shorter, depends. You do start to beat yourself up, because what happens is you make yourself accountable for everything that happens in your life. You don't blame mom and dad. You don't blame the clerk at the store. You don't blame your husband or your wife or your kids, because you've come into a stage of self-awareness where you're accountable for how you perceive things, how you see things, how you receive things, how you project your own personality, how you react. So I think that's normal at first, that we just start, you know, you're looking at yourself with a magnifying glass all of a sudden, right?
But after 19 years, Holly, you would think I'd learn to slow down and ease up on myself a little bit, wouldn't you?
I know. Well, I don't. I wish I could help you, because I can't, because I do the same thing to myself.
You know, Holly, I'm looking in the chat room and something has sparked my mind off, because, you know, it was, 3 years ago now that we actually met, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in the chat room, you know, Rescue Medium has posted SQR time. You know, I always hold that special close to my heart because it was back then, 3 years ago, is when I started doing radio on my own, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was thanks to you that, well, really, you the one who gave me my first break, wasn't it?
Well, thank you. Well, yes. Yeah, you reached out, but, yep, you did your show with us.
I did. And so do you want to tell our listeners about, because I know that you still are here and very successful as well. You know, I've been on to the show a few times, you know, secretly, may I add.
You stalking me.
Well, Holly, yeah.
All the way from Wales.
All the way from Wales. So do you want to tell our listeners maybe a little bit of a background on well, as it quite rightly says, SQR time and to where it is?
Absolutely. And in fact, we're just about to make some more really big changes, but it's just like any other company. Every time you grow, you grow and merge and maybe even get, you know, with other companies or so that's absolutely normal. You can look at large companies like Coca-Cola and they buy out, you know, ginger ale and 7-Up and all that type of stuff. So that's kind of where we're going now. But we started off as SQR. We started off with a platform that was a little pieces of this and that and everywhere else to create a radio station. And then we grew into A to Zen, and I brought in this wonderful programmer who's created the pretty much the first ever virtual broadcasting studio. And I say studio because it runs everything. It runs an entire radio station on a website from to make it a 24/7 radio station. And we've got some amazing hosts. And we're just about now, I can't share it with you because we're basically only a few days away from making it public. But we are making a partnership with another larger company. So we're going to be even bigger in multimedia. So it's really exciting. But just so people can have some encouragement that you can do anything that you want. I didn't know anything about radio before this. I started off on Blog Talk. And that was my first experience with doing radio was on Blog Talk. And basically, I think that side of us that kind of beats ourselves up, Mike, that's a side of me that wasn't satisfied with a lot of the platforms that I used. And I just said, I'm going to do this on my own.
Yeah, of course.
And then there was some times that I was like, who do you think you are, Holly? You're not a programmer. You're just a person with a bunch of ideas, you know. But it happened. Like, it must have been a calling because all the right people at the right time are coming to me exactly when I need them. And it just keeps growing and growing. It's like out of control. It's taken a life of its own.
You know, and that's fantastic. It really is, you know. And I must say, you know, I was so grateful for you giving me that break. Because, you know, I remember, only if it was yesterday, I was supposed to be a guest on somebody else's show. There was had a show on your network, wasn't it? And I'd been on it before, and I was really looking forward. I was excited about going back on because, you know, I was like, yes, I'm going back into radio. Because I'd done radio, you know, years ago on a local station here in Wales. And I was going back on, and lo and behold, there was a problem with the host, and he unfortunately couldn't get there. But then that's when I met you, and you said, well, come on, let's do it. And I was like, oh, no, ooh, here we go. And that's the feeling I had, oh, here we go. But we did, and we had a fantastic show, didn't we? And it developed from there.
Yeah.
But, you know, without that moment, if you like, of us contacting each other there, and if I never took that particular date off that host and he wasn't, he wasn't able to attend. I'm not going to say why or anything of the sort because that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
You know, if it's all these ifs, isn't it? And
I know.
If all these things didn't happen, I don't think I'd be sat here speaking to you right now.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, of how things develop and how it turns around and what's meant to be is meant to be, isn't it?
Exactly. It still amazes me because, you know, the old saying, it's the web that we weave. And it is. When you look at all the things that had to happen synchronistically at the same time to make one little movement in your life, it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
You know, and it's wonderful that you see, you know, that you're developing something else now. And, you know, that's exactly what I'm developing here on Mike Spirit FM Network. You know, we're looking into developing something else, which I know I've told you
awesome.
A little bit about. We're not going to say live just yet what it's all
going to
be. But, you know, I will tell the listeners that, you know, I'm not going anywhere. Just sliding across to something else. Still be my show. Same time. Same place.
Same mic.
Same mic. Same great readings, I suppose you could say that. But just, you know, let's just slide away and allow something else to come in, because it's all about building, isn't it, and developing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the wonderful thing here. And as I said, you know, I do extend a great thanks to you, Holly, for allowing that to take place at the time. But, you know,
you're welcome. My pleasure.
Well, there is some other news that maybe we could possibly share with the listeners, because without knowing and without realizing, we have a mutual friend, don't we?
We have a mutual friend.
All the way down in Florida.
Oh, yes. Yes, Sarah.
Yes. And you know, in September, I know that the listeners have heard me say many times that I will be with Sarah in September in Florida.
That is so cool.
I know that we have been speaking a little bit there, so I don't know. Well, maybe we should say something or not. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, because we're still working on it, right?
I'm
not quite sure what's gonna manifest from it. We can tell them what we're trying. Maybe they can send some energy our way.
We need some energy brought into it, don't we?
Yes.
So why didn't you go ahead? Because you obviously know. I mean, I'm going to be like a strange man in a strange place and don't know what to do, don't know anything.
It's true. Well, you're talking about wanting to come to Toronto, right?
Correct.
To Canada. Yay, we want to bring Mike to Toronto. in the fall. So I think what we're going to be working on is, if so, I talked to Sarah about it, but is finding a venue, a place for you to do your readings. Now, it's just not the venue, but we also have to bring about the energy of the marketing.
Of course.
You know, how are we going to get all these Torontonians and GTA people to know what's going on? But that I would be thrilled to pieces to have you here.
Well, why don't we just send out now our vibrations, our thoughts, and maybe involve the listeners in saying, you know, if anybody does know of a venue near Toronto.
You're in the Toronto area, and you can help us. Or London. We can manage it in London, too. Ontario. Not England.
I think in London, the other one, then. But no, if anybody is listening there from that, and it does say advertise on your radio in the chat room, this is true. Which, you know, we can do, and that's what we're doing right now, really, is to ask, you know, if there is anybody out there that wants to extend a little help to us or maybe point us in the right direction, please do so. You know, you can find Holly on Facebook and Astro Holly. That's right, Holly, isn't it?
Yep, Astro Holly on Facebook. And you never know, you know, in the fall, you and I might be sitting over on in a pub, having a pint and going, if we didn't do this show and talk about it on air, we wouldn't be here right now.
Can you imagine? And that would be the probably the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
If we never done that show back then, we would never be sitting here.
Yep.
I can hear myself saying them words, Holly. Can you?
I can.
Okay, so if anybody is listening that's in the Toronto area or surrounding area, find Holly on Facebook under Astro Holly. You can find me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium. I know that we're going to go to a short little break. And when we come back, we will be opening up the phone lines. So if you want to call in, please do so. The number is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, press the Skype button and that way's free. So we'll be right back just after this. Welcome back. If you just joined us, welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, a wonderful friend, Holly. Hiya, Holly.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, I love that music.
Which one, the first one or the second one?
Both of them.
Oh, the first one, I must say, my choice.
Yeah.
SEJ, I think she's absolutely awesome. And, you know, she's coming. She already is in the UK, obviously, but she is coming to Pontypridd, which is about 15 minutes in the car away from my home. We may have tickets to go and see Jessie J headlining this event. And my children, they're so excited. You can imagine, you know, being Stacey being 16, Emily being, well, she's actually 12 on this coming Friday.
Oh, and, you know, same age as mine.
Well, yeah. Well, I must say, it's my birthday on Wednesday, Holly.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike. Everybody say happy birthday to Mike.
Aw, that's wonderful.
and we have Jupiter moving into Gemini. 2 days before your birthday.
Ah, right. Got you. So that's tomorrow, is it?
That's right.
Ah.
So this is going to be... it's huge for anybody who's got Gemini in their chart, which you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, being that you're a Gemini.
I am. And I can be a typical Gemini sometimes as well. You know, I really can. But, you know, that's a whole new show there, Holly, isn't it?
That's a whole other show, yeah. No, just the fact that you like to be busy all the time and you multitask and you've got these ideas going on in your head all the time and you have the self-talk. And that's what you're going to find, that's going to get even bigger for you. This is your little birthday present, Mike, because when Jupiter moves in into Gemini, it's going to be there for about 11 months, and it's going to be hovering around your sun sign. And what that means is that people are going to start recognizing you for what you say. And this is a time for you to broadcast yourself out to people, because they're going to be listening to every word that you say in a big way. It also means expansion. And there might be some rumors going around about that right now that you're aware of. I'm not, but that's what Jupiter talks about. But in the end, it's like you've got the Midas touch.
Well, let's wait and see what happens and what develops there. But no, you're pretty much bang on there with that. So bring it on, that's what I say, isn't it?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay, Holly, should we go to some... take some calls on the line?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I do believe, and I'm going to get myself into trouble with pronouncing this one. I believe it's, I don't even want to say it because I know I'm going to get it wrong. Is it Pujar? Pujar, are you there with us?
Hello.
Yeah. Did I say it right? Is it Pujar?
Yeah, it's Pooja.
Okay. Well, we didn't do too bad there, Holly, did I?
No, you didn't.
For a Welsh man, I think I done okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay. So, Pooja, can I just ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I would love to know. I feel like I'm on the verge of really making a strong transition. My family and I are really considering selling our business and moving. And so I was hoping if you really kind of see that happening in the next few months. A lot of my future plans have a lot to do with this business selling. So.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know if you've viewed the show before, but what we're going to do, we're going to do a little bit different tonight because we have a special guest. We have Holly with us. I'm going to start. Sorry?
I'm sorry, did I mess it up?
No, of course.
No.
Oh, okay.
I messed it up.
No, we always mess up this end, so don't worry. No, you've done absolutely perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start with you, okay, and then Holly's going to finish off the reading there, okay? So let me start. Now, how I work, okay, I work with the spirit world. So if I may, I'll try and make a connection there for you. So is that okay if I try and make a connection there for you?
Yes.
Can I get her birth information first, though, Mike? And I can look at that while you're connecting.
Okay.
Can I get the day that you were born?
Yes, June 26, 1985.
Oh, she's got a birthday coming up soon, too.
Yeah, and it's not far off mine as well. So many happy returns to you, Pooja, if we don't get to speak near then. But I know I do have a communication here for you, okay? And I do believe I have a lady that draws close here with me, and I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I know that she makes it aware to say to you that when she passed home to the spirit world, that she complained and she suffered in the body quite greatly because I'm aware of her bodily conditions there. And I know it would have caused a lot of issues, a lot of concerns. She makes it aware that she was quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body. Her legs certainly gives a lot of trouble before she passes home there because I know I can see my legs. And it's almost as if my legs wants to start swelling up. So I know that this lady would have had trouble with her legs. I know that she would have had to sit down. And I believe that the latter part of her life, that she would have been confined to a chair or a bed or something because I want to sit down, I want to put my feet up. And I believe this is the way she was before she passed.
No, as I said, I think that might be my dad's mother.
That's your dad's mother. Okay, that's fine. Let's up a little bit more because, as I said in the beginning, I'm far from the word perfect. But that's the only thing I'm going to get wrong tonight. I'm only joking. But I know that she's here with us and I have to work with her, okay? Now, as she's here with us, I want to say to you that she's been in your life quite a lot of late. She understands the comings and goings. So I know that you just said that, you know, that there's a move that you want to happen and so on there. But if I say to you that it's causing a lot of, what's the right word? You need a bit more support in your life at the minute. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you feel as if you're not getting enough support as you should do at the moment? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she says to me that she's been in your life and she's seen that that you feel that there's a lack of support, there's a lack of commitment, and she says to me that you feel as if you have to do things on your own, okay? And I know that she says to me that it's getting you down a little bit, it's making you a little bit tearful on times as well, so you'd understand that you've been getting a lot of tearful times around you, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she says to me that, even though that, you know, we've never spoke before, well, at least I don't think we've spoke before, but if I said to you that that you're starting to connect yourself to the spirit world in some way, would that make sense there to you?
Yes, I've been connected for a long time, but I think I'm really, really opening up to it now. and really putting my faith into it a little bit more. I can hear a lot more, and I can definitely see a lot more than I've been able to see before.
Perfect, because that's what she tells me, that it's, the connection is starting to build around you, okay? But I don't know if it was anything like I was in the beginning, doubting yourself all the time, believing, this is not for me, I'm not meant to be doing this, I'm not good enough. Because I know I want to teach you, yes, you are. You just need to push yourself. Instead of putting yourself down, you need to pull yourself up and push yourself forward, okay? Now, she talks to me about this move, okay, and I want to say to you that something has fallen through, okay? Would you understand that you either was going to move a few months or a few weeks ago, but it fell through? And I want to say to you, this is like the second time around. So would you understand this is the second time around of either wanting to move or there was an opportunity to move before, is that right?
Yes, this is the second time we've tried to sell it, and I don't know if it's completely fallen through. There was someone who called and was really interested a few months ago, but I feel like that's still an option, and they might come back.
Okay, because I know it's like as if it's like kind of fallen through before. It's not the first time, and I know I want to say that to you that you know that we must, learn is the wrong word, but we must. Kind of walk forward, hold your head up, because I believe if you kind of hold it in your heart and say that yes, I'm going to move. Positive thinking is what I'm trying to say. Okay, trust the spirit world, trust those people that's close there to you. Okay, because I know that they want to come close and help you with that. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with all this?
Yeah, I think so. Spiritually, right? Or
yeah,
meaning physically, the people that
are close. Spiritually, I mean by you go forward with what you're doing, but materially, with the move with the home, okay? You need to start, being more positive instead of, because I believe that you've been like, oh, another one's gone, or I've missed that one. I want to say to you, you need to be more positive. So I want to bring positivity around your life in all areas, okay? And
I've been really positive about the move. Like, I feel like it's sold. I feel like it's already done. I've done the visualization. It's already done. It's just timing, right? But the only thing is there are other energies that we're working with, and my father's energy is probably the most reluctant. so a lot of that negativity and that kind of fear-based, like it's not going to happen because he's been disappointed so much, and he has a very different outlook. And so that's his mother that's coming through that you're talking to. And he's actually going through a lot of the same physical issues that she did, interesting enough. And so that's why I think that's coming through.
Okay. So this grandmother of yours, would I be right in saying that she spent some time away from the home before she passed, because she makes her way that she wasn't in the home as much as she would have liked to? Is that right?
Yeah, she was not at all. She lived in a different country. Than we did. So we visited, I got to see her about twice, and my dad visited her right before she passed. She passed was when he fell ill, and once he fell ill, our entire family started having a lot of stability problems. And that's why this cell is so important.
Okay, so you would understand why she comes through like this, okay? Because I know I want to bring upliftment to you, I want to bring encouragement there to you, and just say to you, you hang on in there, because things are going to start changing around very soon. Okay, now I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, Holly.
Hello.
Hi.
She's going to totally think I'm not. Because when you mentioned your father, I giggled because I was just dying to jump in and say something. Because what I was going to say is the reason that the father's mother is showing up is because this whole thing is directly related to what's going on with your dad and your experience with your dad. And all of this started, or at least some sort of movement, the difficulty with your dad and the movement and the difficulty with him started exactly a year ago. Does that make sense to you?
I want to say, yeah, I would say about a year, maybe 2 years. I'm not sure. I can't remember anymore.
Think
but,
about something
right
that happened. Yeah, think about something that happened at the beginning of June 2011. And it had to do...
Go ahead.
Yeah. And it had to do with your father, and it had to do with it was a time where there was sort of a sudden unexpected event, and it tested your ability to withstand change. I was going to ask you until you had said something whether you even wanted this move to happen. Like, do you personally? Yeah, so personally, you want it for you as well, not just for your family?
Yes, for myself and my family. I do not want to stay here at all. And my biggest thing is I feel like I can make anything happen anywhere with what I do. But I know that the best thing possible for all of us is that this move happens. The hardest thing has been to keep my faith up because they don't seem to want to do anything. And I've always been the one who has had to push all these things. And while I'm sitting there worrying about them, it takes away a lot of my energy and time from what I want to do.
Yeah.
So
And I'm hoping that you do this in your regular life, like whether you volunteer or you do it for a job. But you're a caregiver and you're also a people pleaser, which makes you a wonderful person to be with. I mean, if I needed somebody to rely on and have my back and be there for me, you'd be the personality, you know, you'd be the person that I would want to go to. Because you're so family oriented and you're so loyal and dedicated and you're a people pleaser, you've done this with your mom and dad since you were born.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that keeps them glued. You're the one that keeps the peace. You don't rock the boat if there's any issues or problems. You have this anxiety, sort of a loyalty that you're the glue that keeps your family together. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've always been that glue. I have to do this and get it over with and then move forward with whatever I want to do. Otherwise, I feel like I'll always feel a little bit guilty because I don't think that they'll be able to make it without me. I just don't feel like it's going to happen.
Okay, so now we're going back to what I was just talking about, whether this move was for you or if it's for them. So you're excited about this move only because you want them to move on so you can start your own life?
Yeah, I think it's going to bring a lot of stability into the family. Knowing that they're well helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just subconsciously, if I know that they're not doing well, there's a little bit of that anxiety that starts to set in and it messes up my manifestation. But as long as I know that they're doing well, I continue to do well and prosper. And so I really, I feel like if I can get this done with, and that's one subconscious, whatever I have, you know, ticking away at me, off the list.
Now, if I were to tell you that the final move or the final separation won't happen until February 2013, but I can guarantee you it will happen February 2013, and I know right now you're going, holy crap, that's a year and a half from now, what would you do with yourself between now and then?
To move away from my parents or for us to move away from here?
No, your freedom from the situation with your parents. So that means they're safe. They're on their own. Everything's working great. You can do what you want. 2013 is when it's going to happen for you. What would you do between now and then?
I feel like I would be getting married around that. I don't know why, but I feel like there's marriage coming up, and that's when I would move away.
Mm-hmm. So, but what I'm asking is, what will you do with yourself from now until then?
Oh, I have a business that I want to start, and so I kind of wanted it in a way where, my parents have always been that kind of support too. So I feel like once the motel kind of moves or whatever, the business kind of sells, then we can continue, and I can kind of take care of them too financially, and kind of really work hard to do that because they're ready to retire and have a younger brother also.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of our little thing that, if this doesn't go anywhere, it's just stuck. You know what I mean? It's like it's old news. It's meant to leave. I don't know why it's still hanging out here. If we can get it done and over with, then we can just move forward.
So what I'm seeing all of these things happen for you, like everything that you want to happen. And it sounds, I know there's a struggle with the father. The struggle with the father is going to go on until 2013. But where I see the movement happening for you when it comes to having a simpler way of life is this August coming up.
Yeah, awesome.
So whether this manifesting right now, it might be falling through, I'm not sure. But you'll know what move and how you're moving and when you're moving by August 2012. But as soon as you move there, it's not like instant change. You're still going to be helping your father and your family settle down till 2013. After 2013, which is only about 6 months away, right? Then you're looking at, like, I can't even explain the amount of freedom and joy and optimism you're going to have after that. It's huge weight lift. It just opens up your entire world. And there's new relationships too.
Yep, and that's exactly what I feel. I almost feel like, while, you know, getting my dad and stuff, and I feel like it's all related because it's family stuff. So getting kind of my dad situated and healthy again and feeling better mentally and emotionally and getting them moved and settled. And I can still work on a lot of my business planning and stuff like that. And if a guy does come in, you know, I almost see a relationship coming at the same time that I move for some reason. And then February, I feel like, would be freedom because for some reason I feel like marriage, and that's just what I'm seeing intuitively, but I don't even know. It's like trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you see?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to know exactly what everything is going to be in August. It's going to be a little bit of a surprise, too. It's not going to be exactly what you're planning, but it's good. And it's sudden. It's going to happen very quickly, the move.
Okay. But so you do see the business selling then?
Yeah, in August. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you, Holly, and thank you, Pooja, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines there, Holly. I believe that we have Sharon on. Sharon, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sharon. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, because I'm at the precipice of much change, and so I'm always the person going, what's coming up around the bend, and what is it I need to know? So my birthday is 7/24/57.
Okay, did you catch that, Holly?
Yeah, I'm going to write it down. I apologize. My program is acting like a going at a snail's pace.
That's
so
okay. Well,
July 24/1957.
Okay, well Holly's getting that. Then I'll connect to the spirit world there for you there, Sharon, and see where we go. Is that okay?
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
Okay. Okay, because I know I'm aware of a gentleman that wants to build his vibration up around me, and I know that this gentleman is quite a nicely built man, quite a strong kind of a gentleman. I want to say he's character-wise. He makes me aware of, certainly that he has a problem with his chest, his breathing. I want to say it was maybe the heart that took this man home to the spirit world, because I feel it was a very quick pass for this man. He was you in this world at 1 minute and then in the spirit world the next one. So I know his path was very quick home to the spirit world there. I know of where he links to me, that he feels as if I just want to wrap my arms around you. So I know that this is like either like a dad or granddad link here, because I know that he's quite close. I know that he's quite nicely rounding his features of when he was here with us, but I believe that I want to say to you, he was hard but fair, okay? Firm but fair. Do you understand why I've got you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that there would have been a very close connection here with you? So this, okay, I'm just going to say it as I see it. This is your dad, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because I know as I've got your dad here, he says to me, just tell I'm her dad, okay? And that's exactly the way he would have been in this life. Now, as I said, he was hard, but he was fair. Now, I believe that he comes around your life at the minute because he wants to be that way there with you, hard but fair, okay? And he says to me that, again, like I said in the beginning of the show, that I can be my own worst enemy, and I believe that you are your own worst enemy too. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I said to you that you are your own worst critic of things, because you believe in your life that you could do so much, you could do things so much better, and you kind of see very much like myself, you kick yourself afterwards. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he tells me here that, that he's pleased to see that you're trying to make changes in your life. He's pleased to see that you're are moving onwards. Okay, do you understand that you're moving onwards with things in your life?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've been putting your foot down, for want of a better word, around your vibration? So I don't know if there's men in your life that you've been putting your foot down with, or there's been gentlemen, certainly. I wouldn't say I've been putting my foot down with. Do you understand of this?
Yes, to some degree. Yeah, I do understand what's being...
Okay, perfect, because he says to me, it doesn't matter how big they were, how tough they were, if he had something to say, out they would come, please or offend. And that's what he is telling me, that's what you have learned to do. You've learned to put your foot down, but please make sure it stays down, okay? Don't raise your foot up for anyone. You need to be strong, you need to be firm for it to kind of work. You understand where I'm going with this, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know as well that he makes me aware to say to you there that, you know, there's certainly a need for quite a bit of healing in your life. Now, I know of where this healing is. Would I be right in saying to you that there's somebody around you that, if it's not yourself, I believe it's mainly more yourself, if I'm honest here with you, is complaining of, like, headaches all the time. So do you get lots of headaches?
No, that would be my daughter-in-law.
That's your daughter-in-law, okay. Because I know that I want to say that there's lots of headaches, and I know that there's lots of healing to go then to your daughter-in-law, okay? I know that we have a wonderful healing in our chat room, and I'm sure that they'll be working and sending healing to your daughter-in-law even as we speak. But I know that I want to say that you, that it's in, you know, that he's around your life. He's trying to, you know, push you forward. Now, there's a lady that's joined him as well, and I'm not sure who she is in a minute, but I will find out. Because as she joins him, I believe that I want to say to you that, you know, her passing was more drawn out, if I can put it that way. If she knew she was ready to go before she went home to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that, of where she was then, please, that she would have connected within your family. I believe she's mum's side, because she comes here to my mum's side. I believe I want to say to you that she was a fighter, and she fought right until the last moment when she passed home to the spirit world. So do you understand of a lady that connects to your mum's side that would have been a fighter, and she fought right until the last moment? She tells me that she was in her 70s when she passed. I believe it's like 77, 78 when she passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of her?
But I would have thought, it felt like my grandmother on my mom's side, but she would have been older.
Okay, how much older are we talking?
Probably 20 years.
Oh, right, okay.
She got it nice, too.
Okay, then I'll go on a little bit more with her and see what else she comes up with. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that she kind of... if I said to you that she could have passed long before she did, but she was, that she stuck out as long as she could. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's like as if I want to say to you that I could have passed before I did, but, you know, I was, and I wanted to say the word stubborn. I was that stubborn, I wouldn't go anywhere. I had so much more to do here, and I was stubborn about it. And I know that she says to me, you know, I loved having the family around together. So I know that she talks about the family, and she's a very family orientated kind of a lady of when she was here with us, because she makes it aware that she loved the family around. She loved the big get-together, okay? And she talks about having a big get-together. So I know that she as she talks about this big get-together, she wants to bring this in your life at the minute. And I believe that I want to say to you that there's a get-together soon around yourself. So there must be like a birthday or there's an anniversary around you now. Do you understand this?
That there isn't a death male or there is?
Sorry?
Would you say that last line again?
I said there's either a birthday or a celebration of some sort that's coming around you at the minute?
Yes.
Okay, see, because that's why she brings in this a need for everybody to get together, okay? And she says to me, it's about time too. So would you understand that it's been a while since we've been able to get together with all the family?
Correct.
Okay. And she says to me here about be firm about it and don't take no for an answer, because I know that there's been someone that's been trying to maybe, what's the right word? There's been someone that's been saying or kind of putting it on hold for a bit. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know I want to say that you... don't take no for an answer, okay? But I know that I want to say that you, no matter what, you know, that keep pushing forward, okay? Make sure that they kind of attend. So, you know, what the spirit has come to say to you at the minute, Shannon, is that they are around you. You keep going forward, and, you know, don't let nobody hold you back. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Good. Okay, you know, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Holly for Holly to do her part of the reading. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi, hon. I've got a lot here for you. Actually, you've got a ton of going over your chart, and there is a strong father issue going on here. So what you're working, but that is something that's happened in the past. You have a very masculine personality, which means you have a very strong personality. What you see is what you get. You're one of these people that if you look up Leo in the horoscopes, only read Leo, because your whole chart is just full of Leo. Like, you're Leo in and out, up and down, everywhere.
Yeah.
And except for you've got, depending on the time that you were born, do you know what time you were born?
9:47 a.m.
A.m., okay. So your Virgo is on the cusp of being a Leo. Your Venus is on the cusp of being a Leo and a Virgo. The reason I'm thinking that your grandmother, the mother, and the mother figure there is there, talking about parties and gatherings and family gatherings. That's what you used to be. I don't know if you still are, but you were a major mother hen. You threw all the parties. You threw all the gatherings. If you didn't throw them, you got really involved, maybe overly involved when somebody else was putting the family gatherings together. It was really important for you. In fact, other people around you would think that you were really stressed out and wondered why you even did the family gatherings, but you loved every minute of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, overall, except that the follow-up, you know, I always have a cahoots person. I am the second mom in my family.
Yeah.
And my mother and I would plan the family gatherings.
Ah.
And when my mom passed, and obligation I picked up. Yes.
You took it over. Okay. So that's why she was bringing it up, because she knew that that was a big thing for you, mm-hmm. and a big thing for her to do together. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing right now, is there something specific that you want to know what kind of movement is going on in your life?
Well, I know I'm moving, and I'm wondering about whether to get into my spiritual work, and if that would be proactive, productive to do full-time, or if I'm to still stay doing home health work.
Okay. Are you moving in August?
Yeah, it looks like the end of July, beginning of August, correct.
Okay. And this all manifested last November?
Well,
was it last November when you said, I got to go?
Yeah, November, December. Yeah, because I had an illness.
Okay. So the reason that this happened was you wanted to reinvent yourself. You wanted a new life. You wanted other people. You wanted to have different surroundings, different friends. Where you were and what you were doing wasn't working for you anymore. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Right. And so I'm going to tell you that this is the best thing that will ever freaking happen to you. Are you moving to a different state, a different city?
No, actually, it looks like I'm ending up in the same city, just in a different direction. I'm only moving like 5 miles away. That's what it looks like right now.
Because I'm going to, at the end of April that just passed, there was a sudden change in which way you were going to sort of set sail. Do you remember what that was?
In April.
Did you suddenly lose a job or realize you can't do a certain job?
I think it was more of to keep staying in the field that I'm in was not providing me the fullest sense of fulfillment that it had previously.
Yeah. So I do actually see you expanding your environment, maybe even your home, like opening up your home so that you can have a business. I'm not seeing it again until about March 2013, So between August and March is when you're going to do all of the different. So I actually see you kind of doing workshops, finding ways to provide a, you know, work on a part of your house so that you can provide, do your business in a certain part of your house. And I'm also seeing it with Gemini in there, and then you've got all those Leo in your chart. What I would highly recommend is just start talking about it. Like, just start talking about it to anybody. Any, go to libraries and bookstores and get books about it and start yakking about it. Because the more you talk about it, the more people are going to gravitate to support this growth. It has to happen. But there's other people involved. You're sort of the leader. You're like the main player. You're the one who's going to run the show. But there's other people that are going to be involved in this.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not seeing it till March 2013, but everything starts moving in July. You're going to start seeing the movement in July.
All right. Well, you know, I'm a big one for receiving birthday blessings from the universe.
There
right
you go, because you've got your July 27th birthday coming up. That's right. So, yeah, the old, you've got to be out with the old. Out with the old. Some of it was being stubborn. You actually are a lot like the person that Mike was talking to. You got a really big stubborn streak in you, and you actually went longer than most people would have.
It always informs, yes.
It was about time.
Well,
about time
as well as masses.
That's what I got for you. I hope that helps.
Yes, greatly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scotland, and thank you again, Holly. But remember, coming over to Mike Spirit FM, we will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Holly, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I don't believe that we have Amanda on. Amanda, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Birmingham.
Okay. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Amanda?
I was just wanting a spirit reading, really.
Okay, then I'll start with that, and then I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, Holly. Okay, bear with me a second now. Okay. Instantly, Amanda, I know I'm aware of this lady that comes through, and she makes my stomach turn around in knots, and I know the reason why she does this. Is because whenever I feel that, I know that it's like a cancer kind of a condition that this lady would have had when she passed home to the spirit world. So I know that she would have passed with a cancer. I know that she seems to slim right way down before she passed home to the spirit world. I don't see she was very tall. I believe she's quite short, maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", of her height than when she was here with us. I believe I want to say to you that she would have been maybe like grandmother, I want to say to you, grandmother, but up on your mum's side, because I believe she links to your mum's side, your family. So do you understand of your grandmother there?
Yeah.
Okay, and she would have passed with like a cancerous kind of condition, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm aware to say to you of the hospital connections here with us. I know that she would have been in and out of the hospital for a little while before she passed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I also be right in saying that you, Amanda, that you were very small, you were very little? I don't know how old you are, but you were very little then when she passed. Is that right?
Not on my mum's side. No, it was quite recent. My dad's died. Yeah, I was really little.
Okay, well, let me go on with her because she makes her way of you being younger, okay?
Okay.
And I know that she comes through here and she says to me that, so I want more information off her now to prove of who she is, okay? Now, she says to me that she was the last one to go. So I believe that her partner went first and she wasn't long after, I want to say. Okay, so does that fit with your mum's side or your dad's side?
My dad's side.
Okay, my mistake, okay? Because I know that she's here with us, okay? And I know that she wants me to say that she's been in your life. You know, the first thing she does is nod her head to me enough to say, and she's touching away, okay? So, Amanda, you would understand why she... Okay, I've got, and I know exactly what she means now. Okay, the reason why she nods her head and she touched to me, if I said to you that you've kind of gone back on your word a little bit, do you understand that?
sort of. I'm thinking of something what it might be, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, then let me ask her for a little bit more information here, because she says to me that you've gone back on your word. You've promised yourself something, Amanda, that you've kind of been more relaxed about, okay? Let me just say, for instance, and this is just an example, just say I wanted a new car by the end of the week, and I thought, mine will be fine for another month or two.
Zoe.
That kind of thing. Do you understand that?
Maybe
a car. I know it's something personal in your life.
Not really.
Okay. Let me work with it. Okay. Now, Amanda, would I be right in saying to you that I don't want to use the word argumentative, but I need to. Okay, you'd understand that there's been something argumentative around you of late. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Because she makes you aware of that she's been in your life and she's seen some kind of heated discussions. Things are not going in the right way. And she says to me that you've promised yourself that if it doesn't come to a stop now, okay, then it's time to do something different. It's time to move to a different direction. Okay, would you understand if that? Now I'm putting it that way there to you.
Yes.
I lost you there, Amanda.
Yes, I do understand that, yeah.
Okay, good, okay. Because I know that that's what she comes to talk to me about, okay? And she says to me that instead of you going backwards on your word, it's time that we escalated ourselves forward, okay, and stick by our guns, because I know that that's... See, I know that you're very strong-willed in your character. I know that you're very... forceful is the wrong word, but you're very strong-willed, okay? You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'd be right in saying here to you that, you know, there's so much that you want to achieve in your life, but you feel as if, not that you're being held back, because that's the wrong word, but you feel as if there's, I can't do anything about it right now. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that she talks to me here about, you know, that it's like a child playing with this toy that I'm so excited about it, okay? You're eager to start something new. Okay, but you know that you can't do it just yet because it's not the right time. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. Now, she wants me to say to you, you know, that there is no... Stop holding yourself back because, again, that you know, you were doing just that, holding yourself back. Is that right?
I don't know.
Because she talks about that you're holding yourself back here for some reason, okay? And like putting excuses in the way for yourself, okay? Like, now is not the right time because, or I can't do this right now because of this, and making excuses for yourself.
Well, it's okay, yeah.
Okay, but what she tells me is that you feel quite comfortable of the way that your life is planning out there for you, isn't it? Okay, you feel quite content of where you are in your life at the minute. Okay, you're content with the people in your life at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes, I'm happy with the people that are in my life, yes.
There we are. Okay, because I know that you're quite content with the people that's in your life at the moment, okay? And I believe that the people in your life are inspiring you, are trying to push you forward, okay? And so does this lady in the spirit world, your grandmother. She wants to inspire you and push you forward, okay? But, you know, it's kind of as if I want to say to you, let's learn to walk before we run, okay? Now, would I be right in saying there to you, Amanda, that you are trying to, you would like to understand more about life after death yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay? And that's the area of what I'm saying to you about that... you know, you kind of make excuses for yourself because, I can't do that because of this. And maybe now is not the right time for it, okay? But I want to say to you, if it's at the forefront of your mind, then it's time to move forward with it. Now, like I was speaking a little bit earlier on to Holly there, I'm the kind of person that picks up and runs with it. And that's what I want to put around you. You know, kind of pick it up, run with it, do what you need to do with it, okay? But let it develop in the way that you need it to you needed to develop with you at your pace, okay? Never mind what everybody else is doing. You do it to your standard, your own way. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, she also says to me here that there's quite a host of them there in the spirit world that wants to be remembered to you at the moment, isn't there?
I should hope so.
Okay, because I know that there's quite a few of them has just come in here, and I'm not going to go through them all because I will be, you know, we'll take up the rest of the show. But I know that there's quite a few people that's coming forward here, and there's one gentleman I can't go without telling you about because he says to me, "You must tell her that I'm here with her." Okay, and I know that the first thing he does, you know, he just holds on to things as he makes a connection here. So that tells me that his balance was a little out of sorts before he passed on to the spirit world, because I know that he makes me feel all very much disorientated there before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he's quite slight of his, in particularly in his features there, quite slight of his build. I feel very much drawn in, if I can say that, there to you before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he comes, you know, he's a little taller than myself. I want to put him maybe around the 5'10", 5'11", of his height of when he was yours. You understand who I've got you with me, Amanda?
I'm not sure,
He shouts out, uncle, tell her I'm uncle.
Okay, as far as I know, I ain't got an uncle in the spirit world.
Say that again, sorry.
As far as I know, I ain't got an uncle in the spirit world.
Okay. He says to me he's uncle. Okay. Now, your mum and dad are still here, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says that mum and dad are still here, okay? You need to check with mum, okay? Because I know that he's uncle, and I know it's mum, okay? So I want to say uncle to your mum. Okay, there's someone being your mum when he was here with us, okay? But as I said, I know that he's very much disorientated. I know that he may have taken a fall or two before he passed on to the spirit world. And I know that he comes forward in this manner there because, again, he just wants to be remembered. He says to me it's been a long time since he's made a communication, okay? I don't feel he was a fantastic age when he passed. I really don't demand. I feel he was quite young when he passed on to the spirit world. I feel maybe around his late 40s, maybe touching his early 50s, I want to say, because I know that's where I want to connect him there with you. Okay, so can you ask your mum about him?
I will do, yes.
Okay, because I know that he wants to come in on the vibration and wants to be remembered there to you. Okay? Okay. Tell her about her feet. Why did he say tell her about her feet?
I don't know.
Is there a problem with somebody's feet then at the minute?
I do a lot of walking, so my feet do get you know, quite sore and swollen sometimes.
Okay, because he says, tell her about her feet. So if your feet do swell up, then that's fine. Know that he understands there, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to answer to Holly. Now, I know that we didn't catch your date of birth. So, Holly, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm here. What is your the day that you were born, hon?
The 3rd of the 10th, 88.
December 3rd?
No, October the 3rd.
What?
88.
I don't know what that means.
88.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. October 3rd, 1988. Okay, and is there anything specific that you want me to look at?
Not what I can think upon, you know, top of my head. It's kind of everything.
Okay, that's okay. And I'll just see what I have here for you. Okay, so again, similar to the other person that I was talking to, you've got a lot of Libra in your chart, and that again is a people pleaser, very easy to get along with, always worried about what other people are thinking, wanting to assist or help anybody in any way. You're also a very feeling, emotional person, so you pick up, very intuitive, so you pick up
you intuitively pick up on other people's emotional needs, and you try to, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't do that for a living, you know, a caregiver in any way. But what there's nothing like I'm not seeing. Oh, this is good. Starting in July, actually, and it goes till March 2013. Something happens where you have some more control over your life, which gives you a very good health. So if you got any health issues right now, that's relieved by then. But it also gives you a very strong sense of well-being. So what I'm seeing that is somebody comes into your life that just makes you feel so happy all of the time. It may be a friend, it may be a lover. I'd have to do a deeper look at the chart for that. Because, and in a way, you're needing that, because what's been happening with you for quite some time is you've had a very, especially starting since last November, and it's going to end in September, but you've been really, really serious, kind of pessimistic thinking. Communications with like bosses or people that are older, like maybe a father figure, for instance, has been a lot of strain on you. The communication has been strained. It's like somebody is bossing you around and been telling you what to do, and it's been giving you a narrow point of view and creating some pessimism in you. Does that make sense?
Not much.
Okay. Do you have a relationship with your father right now?
I do, yeah.
Is it strained? Is it going well?
Well, I mean, we've had issues in the past, but it seems to be going fairly well.
How about a boss that you're working with? Like, usually it's an older male figure in your life, or somebody who's like a boss or wants to be bossy in your life.
And my partner's older than me.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot older?
Yeah, he's got 10 years older than me.
Okay. Not just like a year older than you or whatever. So are there... See, what is happening is there's... Somebody is... You're allowing yourself to think small, to think smaller about your... You know, that you could have more than what you have. This person, the communication that you have with this person allows you to have a smaller range of ideas and a smaller way of thinking. And since November up until September 12th, you're recognizing that you want a little bit more, you want some more freedom in your life. So you're thinking, you're starting to realize that your thinking is narrowed and you want to have a larger way of looking at it. Now, because you've got the Libra Cancer, you may not be quite aware of it yet until September 2012. You might realize it at the end of the cycle and not at the beginning of the cycle. So, unless you've got something specific for me to look at, all I can say to you is that in September 2012, you're going to look back at the last year and realize that you could have a more positive outlook on your life if you kind of gave yourself a little more freedom with not trying to spend the time caregiving and taking care of other people all the time and then taking more care of yourself.
Yeah.
You may not see that till September, so.
Okay. I mean, some of it makes sense, but then other, I don't really see it at the minute. But like you said, it might come to light on further down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If there's something specific you want me to look at, then I can do that for you.
Well, I was looking at marriage.
At your marriage.
Well, getting to be able to actually get married.
Okay. Oh, so your partner is 10 years older than you are. He's not your husband.
No, he's not my husband.
Okay. Well, then that might be right there, right? Expansion and growth and moving forward and having more of what you want is marriage. it looks like that's not what he wants, and that's a dialogue that the two of you are having trouble with right now. That will be resolved September. That would have started November 2011. That will be resolved this September.
Hey, and see, he keeps on telling me that there is no problem with it.
What's that?
He's told me that he has got no problem. He wants to be married to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm seeing it as being, you know, 20. I'm not quite sure what you're asking me, hon. So, I'm not, so I mean, I see the problem resolved in September, and there you get what you want by March 2013. So if you're saying that's the marriage and the expansion and you want the communication, you know, with your husband, then the marriage will be in the spring of 2013, if that's what you're wanting. Or if you're struggling with it yourself, then you will resolve the issue by September 2012.
Okay.
Either way, it works out in your favor.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Amanda, for calling. And remember, you can come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will retrieve a copy of that reading in the archives. I say thank you very much for calling. Okay. Holly, I've got something lined up here especially for you. I know that you're going to love this song. We're going to go to a short little break. And I know that you're going to love the song, Holly. So I'm going to play this one especially for you.
Yay.
Lately, I'm wondering who will be there to take my place.
Could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would.
Ah, there's a lovely song. Holly, I hope you liked that.
I loved it. Thank you. What a beautiful voice.
Absolutely gorgeous, isn't it? You know, and that song has been around a little while. But, you know, we've actually had a lot of that played on our TVs over here in the UK recently with an advert. And, you know, I think it sprung back up to number one there somewhere in the charts after that advert. And, you know, I think they are the most beautiful words in that song. So I knew that you would like this. So I thought I need to play this for Holly. Okay,
that's gorgeous.
Let's go back to the phone lines there, Holly. And I do believe that we have Lacey on. Lacey, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lacey. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Yes, I was feeling like I was very standstill. Nothing is like in motion for me. And I was hoping to see if that was going to be lasting very long.
Okay, so if you can give us your date of birth first, and then Holly can work her wonderful magic behind
yes.
the scenes as I go into a reading for you. So you give us your date of birth there.
My birthday is January 16th, 1992, and I was born at 7:15 in Philadelphia.
Okay.
In the morning or at night?
Night.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so Lacey, let me go into build a communication unit with you from the spirit world. Is that okay if I do that?
Yes.
Okay. Lacey, if I said to you that you would understand a few people in the spirit world, you would understand that, yeah?
Repeat that again.
You would understand of a few people that's passed on to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm feeling quite a lot of people that wants to build a communication. I feel like as if there's somebody that would have passed. I feel as if I want to say, like, quite cruel, the way that they passed on to the spirit, suffering and the torment that they went through in their life here. I believe that this is the way they would have been. The suffering and torment was quite horrific for them when they passed on to the spirit world. So I believe that this is someone that links to your mum's side of your family. Okay, and you know, as she makes a communication here, I believe that she would have been quite slim to the build before she passed. But I know that she would have lost a bit of weight, which would have made it go absolutely down to virtually nothing before she passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of this, lady, in your mum's side?
I think so. The only person I know who's passed on my mom's side is my great grandmother.
And would I be right in saying with your great grandmother that she would have suffered quite dearly in the body before she passed? Is that right?
But she never told me how she passed, so I really don't know. She died before I was born.
Okay. Well, is there any way that you can find out about her? Because I do like people to, you know, if needs be, do a bit of homework and find out about her, because I know that that's the way she builds her communication up. And I know as she comes around your life here at the minute, she says to me that, you know, you're finding something quite difficult, okay? Now, I know that you said that you're feeling that there's lots around you there, but if I said to you that you feel in general in life as if it's like such a hard journey that you're on at the minute, it seems to me as if you're like stuck in some kind of environment where there's no way forward, there's no way back. You feel kind of confined and restricted yourself. Is that right?
That's true.
And if I said to you that, you know, I'm not saying that you're depressed, far from the word, but you feel upon times as if I need so much more, I'm longing for something different to happen in my life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, I know that you've been calling out to whatever you pursue your God to be, to come forward and to help you, to try and put you from this state of where you feel at the minute, to kind of uplift your vibration, because I know that's what she has come to do is to uplift your vibration. And she says to me here that, you know, first things first, we need to start stripping things down here. Now, would I be right in saying that you're not even sleeping properly, are you?
I guess not. I really don't pay attention to that.
Okay. Would I be right in saying that there's a few tears around your life as well, that you've been getting yourself all worked up, all upset of late as well?
Yes.
because she makes me aware of this tears, this upset. And I do believe that, you know, she kind of makes me feel here as if, like, you know, there's a great deal of sadness because of something that's been going on. So would I be right in saying to you that it's been going on for quite some time? Is that right?
Yes.
And if I say to you that it's... See, I believe as if I've lost something. Now, I don't know what it is that you believe that you have lost, but it's like as if you've missed out on something. Do you understand that you've missed out on something? I don't know whether it's like a relationship or a partner or whether it's been like a breakup or... But do you understand where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she makes me aware to see to you know that there's... You know, come on, girl, pick yourself up. There's so much more out there for you, okay? This is not the end. This is the way it's not meant to be. Because I want to see that you that it's time to move on from this. It's time that we've boosted ourselves. Time to kind of work forward to it and say to you that, you know, there's so much more out there for you than the way that you're feeling at the minute. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Now, I know that that I want to say that you that, you know, George, you just makes me feel as if it's been like this for the last 6 to 8 weeks. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're kind of just waiting and waiting and waiting for this, I want to say, person to come back into your life, even though that you know it's not going to happen. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Because it's like as if I want you to move forward from it. You want to move forward from it, but you can't, okay? And I know that's a difficult thing, isn't it? When you feel confined, you feel stuck, you feel restricted, and you feel as if, like, the whole world is against you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I want to say that you have the backing of the spirit world. It's not your fault. Do you understand this? It's not your fault.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that you know, it's not your fault. You've got to stop blaming yourself for these things that's going on in your life at the minute, okay? And you need to stop having those thoughts of, you know, what ifs and what and hows and everything else. Because, you know, we kind of, and I mean this within the greatest of respects, we kind of, like, hold ourselves back because of the past. We need to move forward into the future, okay? Let's bring yourself up to speed because I want to. That's what I want to put in your life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that I'm being drawn to my lower part of my back at the minute, okay? Would you understand why I would want to go to your lower part of your back at the moment?
No.
Now, When the spirit world takes me to a part of my body, okay, would I be right in saying that there's been a few slight problems with the lower part of your back of late?
All I can think of is when I go to sleep that I wake up at back pain.
See, then that's perfect because that's what I'm aware of, okay? It's the lower part of my back, okay? So when you wake up and you have back pain, okay, that's what I'm aware of at the minute, okay? And it's just, again, it's just their way of proving to you that they're around your vibration, okay? They're very much there. You know, I got to say that you stop doubting yourself, move forward, move onwards and move upwards, okay? Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes.
Good, okay. I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, I couldn't get my words out then, to Holly. Holly, you okay there?
I am. Now can you, okay, no, I'm going to mention something first and I'm going to have you share with me your original question because I want to hear you, I literally just want to hear you rephrase it or say it again. But what I'm seeing that's been happening in this again, I don't know why all these dates are lining up, but it's kind of normal. This started at the end of November 11th. So there's two questions I have for you. The person that Mike is talking about, is it the relationship between your mother and your father? Or is it a person in your life that is much older than you, which would come in the form of a boyfriend or a boss?
I think it's the relationship of my mother and my father.
Right. Okay, so are they separating?
No. thing he was talking about is my father, who I call is my father, who passed away in 2007.
Okay. So he was, all right. Now,
he wasn't my biological father, but
right,
he was more
but
of
he
my
raised
father.
You.
Yes.
He raised you. And are you having a difficult time with your mom now due to this?
No.
Okay.
Log Talk Radio.
Okay, so what I am seeing is difficulty that started in November that has to do with an older male figure in your life that you have had a lot of respect for, but you're having a lot of difficulties with right now. Now, do you have a job right now, or are you looking like, what is my career going to be? What is my job going to be?
No, I was trying to start college, but every time I would try to start college, something would pop up or some complications to go to college would not let me go through, so it would not let me go to college.
Okay, because that is going to happen in September for you, so I don't know if you've signed up for college in September, or in September you're going to sign up for January, which starts mid-January. Something happened that started in November that ends in September that kind of puts the light bulb on that says, now I know what I want to do with the rest of my life in the form of career.
Okay.
One of the things that you're really good at is you're really good at sales. You're really good at communicating with people. You're also a very good teacher. Okay, a teacher of any kind. I don't know what you want to teach, if it's elementary school or if it's nursery school or if it's... You're pretty good with children, with kids, but not in a nurturing way, more in a teaching way. You've got a really good command when you're in front of other people. As you get older, you will see that younger people will look up to you as well, too. Your word is very powerful. What you say is very powerful, so... Have you ever thought about teaching?
No.
What would you say that your interest is right now for career? What have you been trying to apply for over and over again?
No, I haven't tried to apply anything. I've been basically trying to apply for business, entrepreneur, international business.
Yeah. I was going to say, you'd be very good at business management, but you're going to end up teaching business management. That's going to start in September. And it comes from a teacher that you're going to admire, that you meet in September. So an older person in the form of a teacher, doesn't have to be like a school sort of book teacher. Just they literally teach you the ability that you have. And you'll end up being a professional in business marketing or management, and you'll end up teaching business marketing or business management or international business management. Not only are you a good multitasker, you're very good at helping people manage and micromanage their multitasking.
Okay.
But you have that teacher ability in you, as well as writing. Okay. Do you have any other questions I can answer?
No, that was it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay, thank you, Lacey, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike's World FM. We will have a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Holly, we've come, almost to the end of the show. We have about 5 or 10 minutes left there, so... Why didn't you tell everybody, because I know you're back on air later on, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to be back on, for me in Canada, I'll be back on at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Well, it's 10 o'clock now. You're in the UK, so...
No, 7 o'clock. What am I saying? 7 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be on in two more hours. Oh, my gosh.
Seems to be a bit steep, you, Holly.
Yeah, I know. I know. I used to be 10 o'clock. That's why I told you I wasn't feeling so good today. So
I You know what it probably was as well, Holly, because
not on the ball.
Together again for the first time in a few years. It's probably because, you know, we're in that mindset. That's what it used to be, isn't it?
Yes, we're back. We went back in time.
But
we time travel. We so, time traveled.
It's all good. So, Holly, tell us where people can listen to you again.
Yep, they can listen to me at AtoZen.fm. At my show is at 7 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday evening. But you can go into the archives and listen to any of the shows. You can also listen to us on Facebook at facebook.com/AtoZenFM. And you can find me on Facebook at and just search Astro Holly.
Okay. So, a little question for you here, Holly. Do you offer readings for astrology as well?
Absolutely. If you can you can contact me, you can message me through Facebook, or you can actually contact me through Holly Hall at AtoZen.fm. And yep, I do 90-minute readings. They're on the phone or on Skype. They're recorded. So I send you the 90-minute recording, and then I also send a sort of a booklet via email, a virtual booklet all about you. And we go through the next year to a year and a half of your life.
Okay. Now I wish I knew this maybe 2 years ago. But never mind. You know, I've lived the last 2 years with unknowing and probably a bit unsure. But, you know, things are working out quite nicely, I say, in the end, because it is really. Because, you know, at the end of like this last 2 years, things have changed, things have developed in my life. You know, and I would have never, ever thought that these things would have came around, but they have. And I'm sure that you told me about them before in the reading that you gave me before, which was, you know, I must say, well done, because, you know, it's come back around. So thank you very much. So I do urge all our listeners, you know, if you do want to read in with Holly, simply go over to AtoZen Radio .fm or search for Astro Holly in Facebook and drop your message, and you can take it from there, Holly, can't they? Just leave your message and
Absolutely. Even if you become a friend or you subscribe to my Facebook, it's not consistent, but I'd say almost every day or every 2 days I put something up there about what's going on up in the sky to help make your days a little easier and understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Okay. Perfect, Holly, because I know that we are running out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on. And thank you for giving me that opportunity in the very beginning, because, again, you know, I must stress, you know, if it wasn't for that opportunity you gave me back then, I wouldn't be sat here now. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this, and we'll have to do it again.
Most definitely. I mean, that was the next question I had in my mind, was to say to you, you know, would you come on again?
Absolutely.
Good.
I'd
okay.
be honored. Maybe we could do a live show side by side in Toronto.
Hey, you never know. We will definitely
never know.
Like that, you know. And like we said, you know, maybe we'd be sat in the pub, maybe having a little drink, saying, oh, Holly, can you remember that day when we said...
Exactly.
Because it seems to work that way, doesn't it, with us? So
it does.
Absolutely fantastic. Holly, I'm going to say thank you very much.
Okay.
I will apologize to those that are still online that didn't have a chance to have a reading. But, you know, come on, call in next week. Call in a little bit earlier and we'll get you. So I do apologize profusely to those that was online. But for me, from Holly, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.